One, check two. Hi, everybody. You know how the book goes. I don't mean to have a. I mean, the grab wars changed history. I mean, damn grab wars. Don't seem like that to me, so I. How are these people talking about? Hi, everybody. Hi. Which it doesn't cut us. I don't know. I'm part of you. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to episode 786. Hang on, I'm going to put on a slower mode. And I'm saying 66 seconds. Some people are talking a little rapidly for me. Spread it out a little bit, boys. All right, survival tips with Amy. REM were flat earthers. And funny vids from the Bears. Hi, what's going on? I thought it said REO Speedwagon. No, REM. Why are people saying grab wars? Hello, my friend. Hi, everybody. Let's get a good vibe going here. Whole Foods is now doing one-on-one where I'm at Mad World. Who cares? Why are you going to Whole Foods? Are you gay? Are you a gay person? Okay, I'm a little aggressive today. You've been streaming so much, I can hardly keep up. That's fine. Keep up with what you want. Check the titles. See what sounds interesting to you. Hi, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show. All right. 66 seconds. What's anything? I got some funny stuff for you today. My wife has some good survival tips. How to grow lettuce from a piece of lettuce. How to make yeast. REM, the song, Stand in the Place Where You Are. I mean, it's... We're going to rewatch that music video. It's pretty laughable. Yeah. Let's just kick things off. We do have a report. One of the Bears is doing a front lines report. Let me check in with them. I forgot who did this one. Sorry. But I think we do have a front lines report here.
More front line reporting from Armageddon.
Okay.
As you can see, the streets are just empty.
Whoa.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
Oh,
everywhere.
Carnage.
Unreal.
Unreal.
So many bodies. I can barely move with the amount of dead people everywhere.
It's carnage, true horror.
But, yeah, there's nobody out. If you can see this, you've survived.
You're the only one.
But most of you have probably passed because of such chaos. You know, the lies are real. The government would save you from the lie.
So many lies.
There's absolutely nobody around.
Pure horror.
I've never seen the streets this dead. Not a single car.
It's
no
true.
Trucks. Nothing. No people. They're all gone.
They're all gone.
Wiped out from this virus.
And then,
you know, this airborne virus. The only one in history. The only virus that spread through the air in history. And this is it. This is the pandemic that we didn't heed the warning.
We didn't listen.
Now look, nobody, nothing.
Nothing.
It's just empty. This is what we have to live with for the rest of our lives. This mass amount of bodies just stacked up everywhere.
The stench. It's horrible.
No traffic,
oh,
no trucks,
humanity.
No cars.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just dead.
What
have
we done?
It's over. This is it.
There's no trucks.
Now's the time to say goodbye to your loved ones.
Oh, dear.
Because this is where we end.
Oh, it's the road.
There's nobody left.
That was
just me and whoever's watching this. Godspeed.
Godspeed,
signing
everybody.
Signing off from Armageddon.
That was a section of Cormac McCarthy's The Road. Karani, we should have listened. But by the way, all the effects I think are great. Listen to Vox Day's newest stream about the economics of this. I think there's a lot of reason to be very, very optimistic right now. And if people couldn't stop, if people couldn't control themselves, that's usually what happens. People say, well, you can't congregate in groups anymore. But why not? Because when you do, you just pump. Frontlines updates from Boise, Idaho. No sign of corona. But despite my no-toe in Idaho unbearable shirt, it seems the toe is having an impact. We may not survive the winter. For those of you just listening, it says new pumps. If you can't keep your own morality, a very nefarious entity will do it for you. It's called the federal government. Oh, no. I've been quarantined for years. I love it. All right. West Side Bear sent me this. This is fascinating. So where he works, he sees this can, right? And it's just in a ashtray, just covered in filth. Look at what it says on the top. You deserve this. And West Side Bear found it to be a real synchronicity. You know, there really is these truth drops everywhere. It's like, you deserve this. I love it. All right, which one's this? Toilet paper crisis solved as government prints trillions of fresh, soft dollar bills. Because this is the good. I'll just break down the economics real quick. By the way, Babylon B, I love you. You've been crushing relentlessly to the point I know you have logos in your heart. You can't just print money. I think Vox Dei's right in the money that it's going to be deflation, not inflation, because all money is made up out of thin air with debt. So when you get a mortgage or a car loan or anything, they just make it up. It didn't exist. They just hit 0100000 and they just made $1 million. But you have to have people taking on the debt and paying it back with actual labor. So when you move all your businesses and production and manufacturing to other countries and people are out of work, you can't just make money because people have to take on the debt and then pay back the debt, or else bankers wouldn't do that. Bankers don't, they're not, yes, they're goblins, but they're not, they can't just make it. It appears that they can just make money. No, so that's why all of this is good for, I'd say 95% of people in this chat will benefit from all these times. Oh, how damn you. It doesn't benefit people that are the recipients of the Fed's nonsense printing right off the bat. And I know I don't know a lot about economics, but I know more than anyone that will ever tell you anything on television. Fact. They won't even tell you what money is. What's it backed by? Well, it's backed by the United States. You know, the petrodollar is backed by... No, it's all debt. When you get a mortgage, they just invent money. The debt ticker is just debt. That's what the money is. You understand? Yeah, loans for your bones. Right. It's all, when I say you're a debt slave, I mean you are a debt slave. There's no difference. It's like you get money and it's indentured servitude more than the classic chattel slavery, but it's indentured servitude. Everybody's an indentured servitude. I'm having a blast. Yeah, me too. I mean, the fact Hollywood and Disney World is closed are two miracles I never thought I'd witness with my eyes. I'm using my STEM money to pay taxes. Taxes are pushed to July. If I were you, I'd wait. You don't know what's going to happen here. You know, follow the IRS laws and everything, but it's like they're pushing it to July. Why not? Why not, you know, see what happens between now and then? A tax on your future labor. Exactly. So they can't just print money. You know, $6 trillion. Okay, well, what's backing it? Guys, we are the nation, the labor. Oh, how dare you? Why do you think everyone's spiraling so bad? Vox has a theory that the Fed threatened Trump and Trump called the bluff. Very possible. But either way, the Fed was in charge of our economy anyway. There's no loss. It just is what it is. You can't just make money. It has to be on the backs of slaves. That's why global migration was so important for the control structure, because they needed more social security numbers. They needed more slaves. The devil, great time to be alive. The best. So again, I know... Sadly, already done. However, they owe me. It's fine. Yeah, I paid all of Amy's student loans, and I have a sneaking suspicion that those may be wiped. But I'm not bitter. I'm really happy for the Zoomers. Because if people can't get jobs, it doesn't, like, the debt is nothing. It's all fake. When I say it's all fake and people get depressed, I'm like, no, see the other side of it. I'm going to show you the perspective thing again. Okay, this is one perspective, and that's the other, upside down. The one on the right is actually the real one. For those of you just listening, hey, I get it. You're an economist on MSNBC, chicken head. It's like people just see the negative. They don't see the positive a lot because they're trained not to. They're trained to see we are the nation. We are the nation. The bankers are little goblins, guys. They don't have any power. Lots of parents will discover homeschooling works. Exactly. All right. I have no student debt, but hope it gets wiped. Me too, Zoomy Bear. All right. It'd be cool if the National Guard was to round up illegals. But see, this is what you got to understand. Unless the monetary system, that's why I'm not mad at the Mexicans or whatever. I know why they're here. A wall doesn't do anything, guys. It's economic forces. Why are you talking so much shit, chicken? It's like it's incentives, and you know, and so the only way that people will want to go home, you don't even have to round them up, they'll choose to go back, is because there's no financial benefit to coming here. Hey, hang on a second. We're gonna throw at this fucking chicken. Hang on. I don't like noise these days. You're too loud. What are you trying to say to everybody? All right. Nevada enforcing homeschooling, beautiful. I've never seen anything like it. It's like the death of a wizard. Is that chicken pissing you off, or are you guys fine? Chickens cluck after they lay eggs. Where'd you just lay an egg? Of course it was black. Oh, and by the way, you see that the chicken, I didn't even have to throw it again because the chicken knew. The chicken was like, I'm out of here. I didn't hit the freaking chicken, by the way. I was just trying to rustle it around. For those of you that are about to start a Reddit thread, I didn't actually hit the chicken with anything. I was throwing things near the chicken, so it chose to run away. It's a metaphor. All right. They're happy to see Big BB. Yeah, but I don't want to hear them yell. And of course, it was a black chicken that goes to the movie theater and just keeps yelling and yelling. All right. What else we got? Yeah, don't trust guys that look like that, by the way. For those of you just listening, it's Bill Gates smirking like he just killed 1 billion people. Look at Bill Gates. This is a goblin, guys. That's a goblin. Look at Bill Gates' face. He's like, I'm the secret king. That's Bill Gates right before he was told that Donald Trump may have banged his daughter.
How damn you.
Okay. I love that. So anyway, about the, again, I'm not an economist. I'm not an expert at the economy, but I will tell you more truth than anything you'll see on television, because they won't admit what the nature of money is. So don't be scared about the economics. Like, there's a chance that we'll get our production back, you know, that we won't just be a mouth, a service industry colony, you know, because it's like we have to make stuff. Or else our debt doesn't mean anything. Because you can't pay it. He just, Bill Gates' face when he said Rogan's, exactly. If I met him in real life, I would give him a swirly. Agenda 201 is going as planned for Billy Goat. I don't know if any of this is going as planned for Billy Goat. I feel a sense of a sideways nature for the globalists. All right. I only get medical advice from a nerd who can code, right? Whose dad was the biggest abortionist in the history of the world. That's why I feel like he's a goblin, if you know what I mean. Noam Gates, yeah. Chicken Little still makes it on the stream, right? All right, let's, would you guys like to see, I believe that REM was trying to tell us about the shape of the earth. Again, I could be wrong, but let's just take a quick look here. Thank you. 9/11 Towers. Stand in the place where you work, now face north. Think about direction, wonder why you haven't before. It was right there the whole time. Guys, it was... Hang on a second. Let me just... I mean, you can come up with other theories if you want, but I feel like this is... This is such a joke. It's so funny. They're like, stand which... Now face north. Think about direction. Wonder why you haven't before. And the very beginning of it is a globe being mocked as a merry-go-round. Just watch it again. I know of it. And in the place where you live, now face, think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were, now face, well, think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't before. If you are confused, check with the sun, carry a compass. Oh, by the way, these things that they used to use back in the 80s, They might as well be like, that's a P900 camera. Oh, and by the way, yes, people were this retarded in the 80s. This is how we dressed and danced and everything. I was a little kid, but I remember it. Oh, yeah, bear in mind, this is also the same band that said, if you believe we put a man on the moon. Now face north. Direction, wonder why you haven't now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face north. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't taken your feet. Are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. The bushes and trees. The trees would be falling. Listen to reason. Just look at all the symbolism, like the drop of the drop of water. Like, dude, all of this is like the ripple effect, water finding its level. And then they show the like what electricity is and how batteries work. Lightning. If you believe they put a man on the moon. Man on the moon. By the way, REM means deep sleep. Oh, how dare you? Now face north. Oh, snap! Now face north. REM, deep sleep. Where's the curve? Screw. Flat Earth. He's on a flat plane drawing a circle. Okay, so now he is, he just drew a circle and stood in it. If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. We're going to listen to it again. What a great bunch of fellas. Let's check out the 9/11 though, too. Here is the REM means the deepest of sleep, and here is the child's merry-go-round showing. Well, I know what this is. I think trying to just show everybody that everything would fly off the earth if it was spinning. Watch this. Oh, so retarded. I got coffee in my eye when I was doing my guitar. P900. Carry a compass to help you along. Your feet are there to move you in the ground. Your head is there to move you around. Stand in the place where you run. All right, you guys get it. Nice moves, BB. Thank you. That was back when the whites still dominated pop culture dancing. That's how I want to dance, genetically. I want to go like this. I don't want to just go up to a girl and go, like another group that has been promoted by the goblin. Like, this is how I like to dance. Oh, it's a wave. Oh, it's a wave. And then I smile and I go like this. And everyone goes, oh, man, that ain't how you dance. The way you dance is you crunk. You crunk. What's a crunk? You get all up in there like, oh, so you rape? No, it's called crunk. You get all up, oh, crunk. No. Whites like social distancing. And so we like to stay a few feet away from each other and go like this and really express ourselves, you know, and show how happy we are, how grateful we are to be listening to music. And another group of people go, that ain't how you dance. Oh, look at the white boy. That ain't how you dance. How do you dance? You get in there, you crunk. You get in there, you crunk. You do the crunk. No. That's, in the white community, that's called sexual assault. It's like, oh, no, you get up in there. You get up there and you crunk. Good morning. Bum, bum, good morning. No, that's not dancing. That's called a sex crime. Give some social distance. Your feet. We was kangs, yo. The white man. Oh, y'all stiff. Y'all, no, you got to get in there and you got to crunk. You, no. That's sexual abuse, Darnell. I call it social bullshitting. Whites love social distancing. I'm not afraid to say it. I don't want to be near these people. I never have. Oh, you got to get up in there, yo, you don't know how to move. I'm like, no, that's how you have sex. Like you're mime fucking. Oh, you get in there? Oh, yeah. It's like, no, dancing is happy. You know, you're in a group, you're showing everyone how grateful you are, how healthy you are. Yeah, what a great day. Look, it's a wave. It's a wave. Look, it's a wave. Now, blacks are like, oh, you don't have the moves. It's like, no, we have those moves. We just save them for intimate sex. Like, I can move like, oh, yeah, you like that? You like that? Yeah, that's how I procreate children. That's not dancing. Dancing is a communal thing where you show how happy you are. No, man. You got to get in there. You got to get in there and crunk. No, that's, no, we can move like that. It's just naked in bed with our wives. Wife? What's this wife, man? Wife It's when he settled down with one person. What? Say what? But then you don't crunk. But then you don't crunk. All right. Let's just really bask in how the whites used to have complete control over pop culture. There we go. And the whites are not stiff. This is, you just don't associate dancing with fucking. And in the place where you live. Now face north. When whites dance, you're always looking to make people smile too. Like, I mean, they're like, it's infectious. And see, the goblin used the black to get everybody to say that for some reason we were stiff or nerdy or whatever. But we're like, oh no, to us, dancing is to make our, like, to be fun. It's fun. You make each other laugh, and it's like, no, that's not the purpose of dancing. The purpose of dancing is to grind your genitals on the genital of a strange woman until you trigger arousal, and then you probably have unprotected sex and kill your baby. No. No, we don't do this because we don't have the ability of like doing it like the blacks. It's just that isn't remotely appropriate socially because we're a monogamous people. All right. Goofy is fun. It's only called goofy by these thug retards that have been bolstered by the goblins going like this.
We got him now.
Yeah, dancing is to express joy. It's not sex. And you move up here when you have a higher, classical music makes you want to do this. Dan, 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 dan. It doesn't make you pump. You know, when you listen to like, oh baby, I like it raw. Oh baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yo, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. That's just, oh yeah, right in my root chakra. Yeah, I'm an animal. Oh yeah, my dick, my dick. Because we're up here, it doesn't mean we're stiff or we're not good at sex. It's that we're listening to music that is associated with uplifting. You know, the real crown, the dome, right? The corona up here. When you listen to Vivaldi or Bach or Beethoven, you don't mime fuck because we're not animals. You do it with your arms and then you like this because it's elevating. When you start going like this, it's because you're listening to a trance. Yeah. Dan, 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 dan. It makes you just like a lot of white music. You want to do air drums. You want to do air guitar because it's up. It's up in your body. When you listen to another type of root chakra con, it goes down, down, down to the basement. And then because they were so bolstered by the media, they were like, our way is the right way. Your way is the wrong way. What's the right way? The right way is when you go, oh, and you grind up in there. Pump. Pump, and then you end up with this. Joe Rogan at a gas station, new pumps. That's why they just run behind a dumpster, because they've been triggered. Their body's been triggered. Oh, where's the dumpster? Where's the dumpster? Pumpy, pumpy, pumpy. All right. This is great, BB. Thank you. It's all true. Can you imagine getting crunk to the Ninth Symphony? Oh, they try. They try to make it terrible. They do it all the time. Gravy overload, BB. It is what it is. Pump and grind, bumping. Yeah, Owen doesn't plan the shit, guys. He just speaks it. Yeah, I have no plan. My plan, my notes for today is, I swear to God, this is my entire plan. I was not planning on talking about dancing. I have Gates 2, Dr. Pepper, Pump, Paper, REM, Yeast, Romaine Lettuce. That's the extent of my script for the day. They let Rogan out. Yeah. Oh, twerking? Exactly. The whole point is a spell. Thank you. Cheers.
The whole thing is to get your energy from here and put it right down here in the asshole. And they do it flawlessly because no one thinks, why is my dick moving around? Like, why am I doing this and not this? Because they're lowering your existence. Lowering. Unreal. And it's like only, it's so crazy how few people can just have the balls to be like, no, I'm not bad at dancing. I just don't associate it with sexual abuse.
Oh, how dare you?
Okay. Oh, dude, I know so many. I know so many types of people. I think that I'm not intimidated by the tricks. I know that a lot of blacks can't dance for shit. They just think they can because the goblins have told them they can't. Like, I had a black girlfriend in college once. Mistake. But constantly, these people constantly dancing and constantly doing their thing. And they would always, make fun of the whites, us whites, when we would dance differently. And I didn't say it to her at first, but after a while, I was like, you know you're not really dancing, right? You're just mime-fucking. You know that, right? It's like, oh, she was from Harlem, too. It was like, oh, you don't know. You don't know rhythm. I'm like, no, you don't know spells. I not only know rhythm, I'm a classically trained concert pianist. You don't know rhythm. You think that just because you mime fuck, you know rhythm. I'm like, explain to me the rhythm. Tell me the rhythms you're doing right now. It's like, oh, no. It's like, no. You just act possessed. And you don't. And so I would start talking this way. And then one of her stupid friends would be like, you put us in chains. And I'm like, you wear your chains. You have gold chains that you got because your boyfriend sells drugs. That's why it wasn't a great relationship. I'm like, no, your boyfriend put you in chains because he sells weed. I know him. Good guy. Hangs out at the lacrosse house sometimes. You think you're going to lie to me about who put who in chains? Your boyfriend put you in chains. All right. BB was looking for his bike subconsciously. Always looking for my bike. At the time, I thought I liked this girl, but really I was just trying to get some deep state intel. I was trying to get deep into the black community so that I could really get some intel. Well, there's an epic gravy drop. Yeah, that's why I'm BB, and then there's Q. Together, we're BBQ. Leaving it to BB to make white guys dance cool. It never wasn't cool. It's white people are just such little cucks that they're intimidated by people that focus on their own anus. Once you go black, you always go back. Totally, dude. And not always. You know, some people, I think African blacks are probably a lot better to date. But, yeah, once you go, like, city American black, you always go back. In my opinion. Because the aggression, it's just like, oh, it's just constant, guys. It's fucking constant. In my opinion. This stream is fire. God bless the sleuth. Oh, thank you, 2 Acre North Dakota Bear. Thank you for Lamborghini. Repeal the 8th and demand reparations. I mean, that's a little aggressive, Fiddler Bear. It's not about that shit. You're not saved by the government. You got to live better. We need a few decades of living properly before people can even address any of the legal problems we face. White men can't crunk. I know. It's like, don't you know how to crunk? You know you're just fucking the air, right? Exactly. Dude, they're just like, and they think that it was like high performance where it's like, and the drums, and I'm like, and they're like, you do that. I'm like, air fuck? No. Oh, so you don't have the skills? You don't have the crunk? No. It's like, no, it's humiliating. You look like weird whores. All right, anyway. Ethiopian girls are based, trust me. Yeah. No, I've met some African women that are very based. But African American women, a lot of them are so coddled and so infantilized by the media and by everybody that a lot of them act like they're 5.
I want him, man. Where's there now? I want, nigga, I did this because I deserve it. I deserve it.
You're just like, dude. And then you realize why. It's not a genetic condemnation. All daytime TV, all Family Court, all media, all fucking everything is just like catering to them like they're fucking princesses, but they live in shit. And it's just like, it sucks. They'll get out of that, though. They'll get out of that. And then you meet one from, like, Zimbabwe, and they're cool as shit, you know, or Ethiopia or Kenya. I know some Kenyans that are cool as hell. That's why I know it's not genetic, because I used to know some Dominican women that were very cool, from Dominica. Very, very feminine, very nice, very loving people. Love cooking, love smiling. You know, and their smiles were just really strong smiles, you know, healthy people. And then, you know, you go to Harlem again. It's like, where you been? And you're like, what is, like, are you five? Is this a five-year-old in a woman's body? And African-American men are all secretly based. They're all, dude, they all, like, do you know how many black men right now could be watching this stream just going, oh, shit. Like, they know I'm saying the truth, and they fucking love it. All right, Washington, D.C., the music is called Go Go. I don't know what that means. Thank you, BB. Can't say it enough. God bless you and your family. Anytime. All right, I got more to show you guys. I love Zimbabweans. Yeah, totally. That's why it's not. That's why I don't get into the race stuff very much. Although, you know, nation is defined by a people with a loose to specific lineage. You know, it's like you do instinctively protect, and birds of a feather do flock together. You can argue it all you want. It's kind of how the world is. But I've met some of the coolest people I know are from Africa. Like, they're all about homesteading. They understand the grabbler. They're incredibly optimistic. Very village tribe-oriented people. You know, I'm not talking about, like, the South Africans that are always fucking really angry all the time. That's not what I mean. A black guy led me to UBB, OG Flat Earthers. Yeah, and they know all about the trick of the grabbler. I mean, they've been haunted by goblins since, you know, who is that guy from, what was that, the guy's name with the rubber plantations in Africa? The goblin has shifted the onus of responsibility to the American Caucasian with slavery, which is fucking nonsense. And the OG blacks know this. They know that 99% of whites weren't like these plantation. They know all about this. They know whites are still slaves. We've always been indentured servants, just like the brothers. Everyone knows this. If you don't know it, I don't care. It's on you to learn it. But what some of these European principalities did to Africa over the centuries is, like, unreal. You know, forget about De Beers. You know, there's also this, the cruelty of it is just, it's just unreal. It's unreal. King Edward? No, it was from one of those little countries. Belgium. It's who is the guy from Belgium that did some real, like, dark, dark shit? Belgium. I can't remember his name. All right. A lot of South African bears crushing. Yeah, but there is some real resentful blacks down there that are causing a lot of problems. But it's programming. It's not because they're just evil. They've just been programmed to think that the white farmer is the reason that they have all these problems. It's all grapple. It's all bullshit. All right. Diamond dealers. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to play in the field. The Congo. Yeah. What was the name of that guy from Belgium? Rhodes. No. Yeah. Leopold II. Dude, Leopold II. If you want to know horror, Leopold II was fucking. Yeah. King Leopold. Well, you'll be like, whoa, this is why some of these people despise the white devil. Devil, guys. Demon. And it's not because they're white, clearly. I mean, there's some real... I mean, the guy who stole my bike is black, and he was quite a demon, obviously. But just pointless perversions and horror. All right, anyway. Would you guys like to see garbage in, garbage out programming? Exactly, exactly. And that's why the truth can deprogram people. Guys, I used to be a hedonist. I'm like a based Christian farmer. I was a Hollywood comedian. That's why it's like I'm proof that you can change. And I like now if I even watch like a commercial, that's why I don't watch TV anymore. It's like it's jarring. Like your mind you can fix your mind. You know, I know a lot of soldiers that have been through this type of stuff where it's like you got to deprogram, but when you do, you heal. And that's why I don't condemn races of people or even like tribes of people that are doing horrible shit, because I've been one of those people. You know, I used to do comedy with one of the Lost Boys. Is it called the Lost Boys? One of these Somalian guys in Minnesota who had to walk like 100 miles out of like through a desert. A lot of his friends died to get away from these warlords. And I mean, nice family guy, definitely killed a lot of people. You know, a lot. When he was like a little kid, they would pay him in drugs. And he got out. And he was just like, he was like an Uber driver, very sweet guy. You know, I've had a lot of experiences with a lot of different types of people in my life. And I think that's one reason why I'm not just like, it's the blacks, it's the Jews, you know, because I know how you can be programmed and deprogrammed by evil forces. I mean, I'm really rooting for the Jews to get away from the goblin, to break from the goblin spirit, because it's possible. All right. I gave up TV a long time ago. Yeah, my brain feels so much better. Yeah. And now if you watch like, I did this funny video years ago called Hand Job Cabin. It's a parody of horror movies. And now if I watch it, I still see it as funny, but it's so sexually perverse that it's jarring. Like, I can't laugh like I used to. And it's not because I'm, like, prude. I don't want to see someone, like mime jerking someone off. I don't know. I'm just like, whoa. I watched TV yesterday for the first time in 2 years. Horrible. Yeah, and it seems way worse than it used to be, but it isn't, though. If you go back and watch movies from the 70s and stuff, a lot of it was really sexualizing children. It's always been terrible. BB, can you run through how to pay at the end of a restaurant meal? I don't know what you're talking about. No way. Everyone is an individual and deserves the benefit of the doubt at first. Yeah, exactly. But you can see trends in groups. You can see trends. You can make assumptions based on social cues and behavior. Everyone isn't a fucking shiny snowflake, guys. It's like, but from there, people can be deprogrammed. People can be like led out of hell because we're not designed for hell. Black women want to be built like cartoon characters. Eric Cartman that bears a striking resemblance to Sarah. Pretty fun. All right, I got more to show you guys. So now here is how to survive the grabble. Here's my beautiful wife explaining how you can grow lettuce in your... Because a lot of people look at me and they're like, but Big Bear, you have all this land and all this shit. It's like, okay, well, so we're gonna retool that a little bit. This is how you can make more lettuce from lettuce. Here's my beautiful wife. This is 33 seconds long. Illuminati confirmed.
All right, love, how'd you solve the produce problem?
Well, this is a trend going around on the internet, so I can't take credit for it. But you can put a cut end of romaine lettuce right into water. Same with celery and green onion.
Yeah.
But it'll start to regrow leaves in just a couple days. I just cut this yesterday. It was an even slice, and look how it's starting to bulge in the middle. So you'll get a couple shoots out. It won't be enough for necessarily a new salad, but it'll be enough to like put on a sandwich or... just to, you know, eat, but it's fine.
Thank you,
Bob. Yeah. All right, so there you go. There's a little tip for you. You can grow more lettuce from the root of a lettuce you just ate with water in your kitchen. We do that.
Must be nice.
We don't waste anything. We barely have to go to the dump anymore. Like food scraps become either compost or chicken food. You know, it's like... it's fun. Would you like to see how to make sourdough bread? Here we go. Here's some more from my beautiful wife.
I love. Show me.
All right. So I just wanted to. This is a really good time to do sourdough.
Yeah.
To start a sourdough starter, since yeast is kind of unavailable, at least on the shelves at our supermarkets. It's really, really easy. You just need to find a mason jar is preferable, just since you can seal it tightly and it's easy to clean. But all you need is some basic flour,
yep,
and some water, and you just combine equal parts flour and water, and you make sure you stir it to combine it, and then you let it sit at room temperature with the lid on.
Okay.
And it will make you a sourdough starter. And pretty much, I'm
don't try, now, try, close it.
Close it, Charlie. Is I'm feeding starter. I've started in my refrigerator.
Yep.
To reactivate it.
Yep.
But
thank you, Charlie.
What am I gonna say? I lost my train of thought.
Oh, it's okay. So right now
you just have to like keep feeding it, because what you're doing is the yeast that's naturally present in the water and flour will just form, will start activating and start, I guess, fermenting, I guess is what it does.
Yeah.
And when you get it bubbling and keep feeding it properly, you can make breads rise without the need to like go buy store-bought yeast. So it's really easy. It's like a fun science experiment for little kids to do because they can see it grow. And
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, love.
Guys, this is what you should be doing in quarantine, not spiraling. Yeah, we didn't get a lot of sleep last night because we have taken Charlie's pacifier from him. And this is how funny Amy is. Like, a while ago, I was like, my son will not have a pacifier. He will not be pacified. And she's like, she has this way of not saying it in a bitchy way. Like, not putting spin on the ball at all. Like, she will speak sincerely. But knowing her now for all these years, I know what she's doing. She goes, oh, that's okay. So then we can both... we can both get up when he cries then. And I'm like, my son will have a pacifier. Like she knew. She knew it's like it helps him soothe back to sleep. And so I'm making these big bear proclamations. My son will never be pacified. And she's just like, okay, so then we can both get up when he cries. Like, I have sought counsel in the matter. My son will have a pacifier. I'm going to sleep now. So now it's pulled from his life, though, completely. So there's a little bit of squirming and whatnot and crying. But it's too old now. He's too old now. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. Tom Papa is obsessed with sourdough bread. You guys making your own starter than the Smiths. Oh, we're also growing our own wheat. Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. Well, yeah, my son will never be pacified. Oh, that's cool. Then you can get up with me and help him. I've checked my scrolls and my counsel, and he will have a pacifier. I'm going to sleep. I'm fucking super tired. Once you see it bubbling, it's fermenting. Right. Do pacifiers help teething? I don't know. It helped. I sleep. We're trying to wean my son Samuel off his. Yeah, yeah. I'm right there with my daughter, BB. And that's why these people are just like, she really is the own whisper. She is. Because she knows I don't respond to sarcasm or bitchiness at all. So she figured out, maybe it's just her personality's always been like this, but just she genuinely says things that she knows I will just back down from. When she's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Like, she's not like, well, then you can stay up with him, because then I'd be like, I will! She just genuinely says that, and then I'm like, upon further thought, I've sought the counsel of my scrolls. And I've sent word to Brian Quinn of the King of Staten Island, and he responded. But he's almost two, so he'll be two in July. So it's not happening anymore. Calm, assertive lady. Yeah, home. Amy Deflector of the Bear Declarations. It's laughable. She just will inform me of the new responsibilities I will have if. What's negative about pacifiers? Nothing. I just the word pacifier, my masculinity was triggered. My son will never be pacified. But, you know, at a certain age, especially like Charlie hasn't even like he knows everything we're saying, but he doesn't even attempt to talk. So we're like, yeah, no more pacifier. It's like getting them to sleep in their crib at first, just have to leave them. Yeah, well, Walter and Charlie sleep together a lot. Like, it's really adorable. Like, they're never alone. Like, they have, you know, bros. And then when they cry, Amy goes, I go in sometimes. It's important that your wife gets sleep. So people are like, oh, you just let them cry sometimes when they're babies? That's cruel. That's not how the Indians did it. And that's why they were such balanced people. It's like, fuck you. My wife is top priority, then the kids. So it's like, whatever gets her sleep, we do. And if, like, they keep her awake, they're fucking going to cry it out a little bit. You know? And I don't give a shit what people, if they want to try and shame me for that, guys, I've mocked the Holocaust in front of a million people. You think I give a shit? Their front teeth can't get messed up if it's used too long. Their front teeth, I don't, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. All right, makes me think of that gay movie with Vin Diesel. Sucking of the thumb is worse than the teeth can't take the thumb. I don't shut, just stop. He'll be fine. I don't even think he cares. The reason it's not a big deal is because I don't even think he cares. BB is a pacifier smart. Like, Walter gave up his pacifier when he was like one because he was all about talking. The wheat is sprayed with glyphosate to accelerate the drying, so better to buy organic flour. Great price on Costco. Well, we're now going to grow our own. We don't, there's no flour anywhere where we live right now. All right, anyway. My middle child had a passy. I would just clip a tiny bit off the end every week. Oh, that was interesting. That's an interesting way to do it. Just don't let them suck the thumb. Guys, this isn't even on the table. What are you guys fucking talking about? You're obsessed with thumbs, not me. The Indians cut people's hearts out and rolled their heads down pyramids. Right, and I get it now. Picture, like, imagine a world where gamma males were rolled down pyramids. Like, would you care? Like, be honest with yourself. Like, if you lived in a world where all the gamma males, like, all the Reddit trolls were just rolled down a pyramid. I'm just saying hypothetically, I'm not saying to do this. Like, how mad would you really be? Like, what, right now, our culture kills babies by the millions and sells their parts for money. So, all this fucking high mind, all this, like, high horse stuff, I don't have any interest in. Like, right now, your government, like, insists that Planned Parenthood stays open so that they can keep killing and selling baby parts. Oh, well, the Indians used to roll people down pyramids. Yeah, I'd like to hear the chief's side of it. I bet it was a bunch of gamma males before Reddit just going, I could be the chief. And it's like, yeah, what's that? Oh, nothing, nothing. He has a drinking problem. He abuses the dog. He's an anti-Semite. What? Oh, nothing. I'm nothing at all. Why? Just come to the top of the pyramid. I got to tell you something. Why would I go to the top of the pyramid? I mean, you know, not all his bodies are, they just back away. It's like, but do you know? He's a co-leader. He's a, come here. Why? I'm the best boy. I'm a special boy. Get up to the top of the pyramid. Get up to the top of the pyramid. Why? I don't know. How much do you like your heart right now? Ah! And then all the Reddit trolls are like, oh, fuck. And then I'm like, boom, 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 boom. This is what happens. And then they go, oh, gee, let's get back to work and make wheat. We have to make wheat. And then I just roll them down the fucking pyramid. So here's the thing. A baby is by far the most innocent. So there's no excuse for the baby killing. But when the Aztecs would... boom, boom. I'm guessing it was gamma males. If you have a pyramid and you have a hand and they have a heart and they're talking shit, why would you not summon them to the top of the pyramid? Guys, I don't want to be a racist. I don't want to be ethnocentric. I'm not going to judge these people of color. You know, how dare you? How fucking double dog dare you, white man, judge these people's culture? I'm dead serious. It's like the Aztecs knew more about fucking law. I'm not going to go down this road right now. Stay in the place. This is what a gamma move gets you. Right. It's like, okay, you have a heart. I have a hand. You've been talking shit on Reddit. Ha-chi-chi. And boom, 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 boom. Rah! And then I have a bear head on top of me. Rah! And then they just start going, big bear, big bear. And I'm like, look at the gamma male. Push him down the pier. Boom, boom, boom. And he's still alive. He's going, Milker Nation! And then everybody's like, who is the Milker? And I'm like, Fuentes! I like, when people try and talk shit like that, it's like, oh, they took people's hearts out the top of a pyramid. I'm like, how is that bad? Like, right now, you're selling the body parts of babies. Like, mass accepted, legal. Still open during quarantine. Like, you can't be on a fucking high horse. Your culture and civilization is as evil as I can imagine. You probably voted for some of these fucking people. Boom, 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 boom. Look at the gamma milka! Bear on top. Rah! That dude, You want to get your own pyramid? That's how you do it. You have to show that you're willing. No, I'm not going to say these proclamations. All right. Just don't judge the Aztecs. They fucking know how to handle gamma males. That's why when all these people are talking shit about cartels, I'm just like, well, let's hear their side of the story. Why did they get skinned? It's like, well, they skinned someone and hung them from a fucking bridge. I'm like, can I see their Reddit accounts? I just don't understand. Like, you are part of a society that kills unborn babies and calls it women's rights, and you sell the arms. Dude, they take unborn babies' fucking cells and they put it in your food, guys. Oh, how dare you? That's not true. Frito-Lay, Nestle's, all of it. They use a type. Dude, look it up, guys. You eat dead baby shit. Like, in every store in the fight, like, you're a cannibal of baby cells. Every vaccine, fetal cells. Like, you have no right to judge the Aztecs. Dude, or the cartels. I want to know why the fuck that rat, like, when I see the cartels skinning people and hanging them off buildings, this is why, like, my first thought is, rat. And the irony is, that's logical. Like, you're part of a society that doesn't condemn pedophilia, that allows baby murder and the selling of organs, and that you can point your finger at the Aztecs when they simply knew how to handle a gamma male? Heart, out of chest, boom, 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 big bear, rah! Right? And people are just, someone just said, Jesus, you're in a timeout. Hang on. And it's good you're in a timeout. Actually, I don't know what you're saying, Mama Bear, Brazil, Connecticut. Yeah, Syntex, you eat baby cells. Oh, you like your Hershey's bar, your Snickers, your Frito-Lay, your Pepsi, your Coca-Cola? Baby cells, murdered baby cells. Look it up. The name of it is called, hang on, Syntex, S-Y-N-T-Y-X. Look at this. Look at this can right here. Look at this. There's dead baby cells in that can. You deserve this. Look at it. Oh, but I love my Dr. Pepper, but the Aztecs. Dude, you don't know shit about fucking dealing with gamma males. You eat baby hearts. Syntex. That right there. Look at it. They're even telling you. Guys, they're telling you. You deserve this. It's Soylent, yeah, it's Soylent Green. From your most innocent. It doesn't get more innocent than an unborn baby. They couldn't have possibly sinned. They haven't even been born. They haven't even been born. And they've been ripped out and put as a sweetener in your chalice. And you deserve this. And you're going to sit back and fucking judge the Aztecs. Unreal. When I see a skinned body hanging from a bridge, first thing I think is snitch. Cinemix. Okay, it's S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. Go check it out. You deserve this. And that's why these foods destroy your body and give you cancer. It's the revenge of the baby. Human embryonic kidney cells, HEK. Yeah. Guys, this is fucking openly done. This is Gatorade too. Yeah, all of it, guys. All of it. And then it kills you slowly. It's in so many products, it's sickening. Yeah. Dude, why do you think I grow all my food? Oh, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? All right, let's rewatch. This is something cool. This is Bear made this one. I'm not going to say what channel anymore, but the name of this one is Big Bear, the Mexican, and the Shill. All right, where is it? There we go. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
man, who's this creep around your house, bro?
It's the wizard spell of globalism. It's a wizard spell of free trade, of free speech, of all of it.
Oh, you say no free speech?
Yeah, free speech is a spell. I want American speech. I don't want, if you let people degrade, like if, because there is no free speech. There hasn't been for a very long time. I've been silenced everywhere. Oh, but you weren't put in prison. Prison is a joke at this point. There's no space. It's about, can you still do your job? They tried to make it so I couldn't do my job anymore and feed my family if I said words with my mouth. And these neocon globalist shill grabbers all around me were like, oh, well, then it's about free competition. Why don't you start a competitor to the monopoly that is YouTube? Wah, wah. Why don't you open up your own chain of comedy clubs if you want to be so smart? Well, I was right. Again.
Love it. So yeah, just search for Big Bear, the Mexican, and the Shill, and then subscribe there. Subscribe to everybody doing clips, mirroring everything. Oh, but they kicked off all your other channels, so start more. You think the Aztec gave a fuck? They're like, this guy's talking shit. Yeah, give me him. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Oh, how dare you? Those people were savages, as you're just sipping Dr. Pepper. You're sipping baby fetal cells.
Those people, though, it's them, not me. It's them, not me. It's those people.
All right, made by Jim Bob sent me this one. This is pretty funny. This is serious, by the way. This isn't a comedy. These are goblins. Listen.
Putting justice into its own hands. Ragtag, yes, like the Dirty Dozen.
If God does not hear that, then he is deaf. 957.
Filthy grabbers. It's
still 5,995,000. If God does not hear that, they are deaf. So this movie or show, whatever it was, because I asked me about Jim Bob, I'm like, is this a joke? He's like, no, that's real. It's called Hunters, yeah. It's about going out and killing good, normal people because of a nonsense event. They're just numerology freaks. If God does not hear that, he is deaf. So that goblin just called God deaf. That if God doesn't see their human sacrifices, and yet they're so obsessed with sixes. 6 million, 6 trillion, 666. Dude, let's watch it again. God, their noses are so aggressive. Check this out.
Putting justice into its own hands. Ragtag, yes, like the Dirty Dozens.
It's dozen, not dozens. How about you learn the language, Irene? Look at the schnoz. She's so proud of herself. So this goblin just called, if her murders, based on a lie, if God doesn't hear it, God's deaf. And you wonder why these people always end up in horrible positions. Oh, they're so oppressed. I wonder why. It's not a comedy, no.
5,995,000.
Obsessed. Jordan Peele made that. I know, it's disgusting. Irene Goldstein. Oh. And they wonder why no one gives a shit anymore. No one gives a shit. I'm the second best thing that ever happened to the Jew. They killed the first. All right, let's open some letters. How absolutely dare you? Oh, how triple dog dare you, Big Bear? I just watched Passion of the Cripes. Gibson put grabber noses on everybody except the Romans. Oh, yeah. Why do you think he had to be ruined by Hollywood? He wasn't ruined. He only got stronger. Oh, no. Now he's not in crippling debt and shut down in a quarantine. Ooh. All right, here we go. Big Bear, I just sent you a letter yesterday, but as I was watching the Mike Tyson stream, it really hit home. At first, I felt personally attacked, then I realized I didn't put a super chat in the last one. So as I reach for the $5 in my pocket, I laugh at God's little reminders. He really helps me with my bad memory like that. Spent $4 freely, but I'd like $1 to go to Hollywood Improved. Okay. I don't want my face on the wall, just a small balcony for people who get freaked out by crowds and lust after vantage points. Well, you don't have to worry about, you know, a dollar isn't going to get you your picture on the wall. But I appreciate you. I appreciate your letter. All right. Unemployment is 3.3 million. Oh, it's endless, guys. It's endless. Oh, here comes an aggressive one. Have some worthless money for... All right. This is negative, obviously. They hope some very bad things happen to me. I don't care. All right. Have some... I hope you get COVID-19 so you see viruses are real. Well, you could have sent it to me in the mail if it was real. But instead, you just send words like lies. Just lies. I hear something else. Owen, boots on the ground here in Greenville, South Carolina. Instead of writing it out, please see Karamny 2.0 on YouTube later. It's 5 minutes long. Keep crushing. The video explains the newspaper super chat and next letter. Just load gravy, G-R-A-V-E-E, and this one be well. Sincerely, John Q. Public. Let's take a look. I'm surprised unemployment isn't 6 million. Hilarious. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control said Monday the agency was investigating 5 additional cases of COVID-19, bringing the number of cases in the state to 33. Oh, yeah. Also, a nurse in Miami-Dade County just died. She was 33. I don't care, though. I've already established all this stuff. Wash your hands ASAP. Just shut up. Bunch of fucking sissies. 4 of the new cases were in... another case is an older person in Lexington County. That person is in isolation at a healthcare facility. The one infected person, a young adult, recently traveled to Spain and is currently in isolation. I don't know what this means. Dr. Linda Bell. I don't know. I think the 33 was interesting. Hi, love. People are just sending me gravy. All right. Everybody's 33. I get it. I don't care about COVID-19. I don't focus on it at all.
How dare you?
All right, there's a big box here that's pretty cool. India kept on with 201 cases for a long time. Mersh probably sneezed on it. It's fine. If they wanted to, it's like, here's some more worthless money. We'll poison you and poison spells. And yeah, how's that working out? All right, what do we got here? Nice letter. The fearful hate the fearless. They hate it. Oh, COD isn't here to release the lemons. I'll do that right now for you.
But I mean, aren't you scared? Why aren't you scared? Fear me. Fear me.
No. You're a disgrace if you're not afraid.
Really?
All right, let me open up this chest.
If you're not afraid, you're a disgrace.
Well, check back with me in a year. We'll see who is doing what. I'm starting to hear friends say they know people who've died. I was able to look up one account. She had pneumonia before getting corona. If you want to play make-believe, go ahead. I don't want anything to do with your little make-believe. Mel Gibson, how I would have exactly... All right. Lemon's incoming? Yes. Co-opted, very infectious disease, 19. I don't care. It was very interesting when it was first going on and watching people react to nothing. At this point, people are reacting to the economic shutdown and they're putting it on a virus that no one can understand and it doesn't seem to be killing people. I don't care. Well, someone tested positive and they're very sick. Leave me alone. You're more likely to die from a unicycle accident. And I waited the 12 days for incubation. And it just nothing happened, guys. Man. Wash your balls with Dr. Squash soap. It's great. I know. People just keep being like, but you must wash. I make my own soap with my own lye. With my own fucking goat milk and all that. I think there's something going on with, like, you must wash your hands for 19 seconds now and videotape it and let me whack off. Oh. Hi, Big Bear. I've been meaning to write you for a while now, and thank you for all the gravy you have ladled. The Logos is delicious and nurturing. I feel like I've had a small pot of gravy simmering on my own for years, but listening to your streams has overfilled my gravy pot to the point of boiling over. Thank you for digging deep and spreading the Logos in this time of extremely dry biscuits. Anytime. I'm a 37-year-old Italian, Swedish, and English bearded man that crushes. I'm a musician, a potter, and I also run a family-owned cigar shop in Sacramento, the land of the Grabber. How dare you? It's not the land of the Grabber. After seeing you drinking coffee out of small mugs for a while, I wanted to make you a mug that would fit the Big Bear. I made this How Dare You mug for you back in October, but I've been waiting to send it for some reason. I felt like now is the time in light of Carini, and hope it will spread some love and laughter. I've also included a few of my ceramic match holders that I sell, which are great for book burnings, lighting the stove for gravy pot and other pyro-related tasks. You can strike the match on the bottom or side of the match holder with the strike anywhere match is included. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Which one did the... Nah, it doesn't matter. All right. What was I just talking about? Okay, I've also included a few bowls for you and Amy to use at home. Though a few are a bit small for the Big Bear, such as yourself, included is a large gravy bowl as well. Consider it a late Christmas gift. I love pottery because it's something that people use in their daily lives, and I believe it's a form of Logos meant to spread love and good vibes. Thank you for being a great example to young men and spreading the message of God, Logos, family, country, and crushing. I found you in a dark time where I was surrounded by nihilism and nonsense, but your streams have given me new strength and clarity, and I will indeed make it through the coming winters. I'm single and trying to find a good woman to start a family with, and have been saving up to start my own homestead as well. Keep up the great work as gravy train conductor, and keep that train barreling down the mountain, my friend. Can I please be verified as High Fire Bear or Gold Rush Bear since I'm a gold prospector on the side? Welcome. I also included my CD of original folk rock tunes for you to check out if you want to do a shout out. My pottery Instagram is at Marshall_Clay_CO. That's MARSHALL_Clay_CO. My music page is at Rivers_and_ruin, and my album Rivers and Ruin is free on most platforms for people to check out. I'm trying to find some coca leaf tea to send you your way, but until then, much love to you and your family, and congrats on the new bear cub. Your brother in gravy, Nate. This is great. All right. Thank you very much, Nate. Let's check out what you made for me. All right. I found BB in a dark time, too. Grateful. Oh, well, I'm happy you're here, Joy Bear. There we go. And we're going to actually, I didn't have to release the lemons yet, because we're going to close down shop listening to a Guitar Bear cover Gunner's Dream. Look at that. How dare ye? How dare you? I'm going to drink out of it right now. Oh, I'm out of coffee. That's a great mug. All right. Imagine someone like me being a germaphobe. Where I just opening up stuff and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to use this bowl. People are like, you're not being safe, Big Bear. You could easily get Corona-19 in your anus. It's odd, isn't it? It's just so odd. It's almost like, wow, that's beautiful. Imagine if I shut down my P.O. box because of threats. I'm going to give you Corona so you know what it is. Eh, I get that all the time. People tell me the nastiest shit that they want to be happen to me. And I'm like, well, we'll see, won't we? I'm not going to change my behavior based on the lies of madness.
Big C, scrub your dick. Scrub your dick with lotion and then tell me about it.
Oh, this is cool. Here's the CD. Rivers in Ruin.
But Big Red, don't you know? You must social distance. You must social distance yourself from all the stuff that the bear sent you.
Oh, it's a great mug. For my life, I've concluded that people are typically very, very good. And I love being having this community and having people write me letters and stuff. And if I were to shut that down because of nonsense, I would be a coward in my worldview. So, matches, thank you. More matches. Awesome.
Must be nice building your community. What's your secret? Do you blackmail?
No, I typically trust people until I don't. Guys, they call it now. It doesn't matter. I'm not interested in talking about it anymore. You guys want to just hear something really relaxing? I'll just play a little bit of it. It's someone did a cover of Gunner's Dream. Let me add it. Nomadic Ivories is his name. Yeah. I'll just play a little bit of this. It's just very relaxing. I just love this song, and this is such a different take on the song. Hang on. There we go. So this is Nomadic Ivories. He has 7 subscribers. But just let yourself relax a little bit. Stop being scared. Just relax.
Shuffle safely down the street where you can spend gotta lie about your doubts and your fears. And what's more, no one ever disappears. Yeah, you can relax. On both sides of the tracks, and maniacs, they don't blow holes in boardrooms by remote control. And everyone has recourse to law.
I just thought that you guys could enjoy a little bit of that. Nice little relaxing. I just got a little coffee in my mug, so I'm using the mug. Thank you very much. Is there any questions, anything you guys want to talk about before I go? I really enjoy the music aspect of this. BB's voice is better, though. Also the piano. It's just another take on it. It's all good. My son, I think, is gravitating towards guitar. I want to get him classical guitar lessons. I'm so used to piano. I know, it's all, but like understanding different versions of songs I find it very relaxing. I also like the sounds of the water and the image of the fire. It's just very calming. All right, that was really relaxing. Yeah, just relaxing. No one needs to get too fired up about it. Any questions before I go? Come on, Big Bear. Have a cigar. You're going to go far. Right. That's the Logos version of a man. Any tips for getting over fear of contamination? God, all disease comes from God. All protection comes from God. Like, don't eat baby flesh in all your food. Get a really good filter for your water. It's your lifestyle. Sleep well at night. Try and get 8 hours of sleep a night. Don't cover your body with chemicals all the time. If you don't know what an ingredient is, don't rub it on your face and skin. Don't use deodorant with aluminum in it. Don't eat foods covered in glyphosate or genetically modified. Guys, it has nothing to do with this. Think whatever you want, man. It's like there's tons of shit to watch out for. Unplug your Wi-Fi at night when you sleep. Don't watch a lot of television. I can give health tips all day long. Yeah, get a Berkey water filter or a distiller. Get some trace minerals, vitamin C. Yeah, vegetables, grass-fed meat, local meat, raw milk. It's like, but what about contamination from other people? Only a virus would see human beings as the problem. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so reversed. Observe the Sabbath day. That's cool. Yeah, like have some fasts. Stop eating breakfast. Don't eat 3 hours before bed. Drink a lot of water. Dude, I'll give you health tips all day long. Not a single one of them has to do with scrubbing your hands 80 times a day. It's like, I don't know. People will eat food with baby cells in it and poison. But yet they're just like, gotta scrub. In my opinion, that is a psychological, it's your subconscious responding to poisoning yourself all the time. Coital silver, yeah, it's a good one. But I'm just, don't eat or drink Syntex products. Exactly. Vitamin C. Yeah, let's just give me all your best health advice, and I'll just read it. Oregano oil is great. Garlic is great. No dumpster pumping. Yeah. Bare feet on earth. That's great. Rotten meat is actually a medicine. Pro tip. Interesting. BB, have you ever had Cutter's Point coffee? Yes, I think so. Every day is Sabbath. I like that. Used to get headaches all the time until I started unplugging my Wi-Fi at night. Yeah, there's no reason not to. Once I got my piano tuned to 432, and I was like, this is way better. Oh, yeah, fermented foods, yeah. If there's no loss to it, why not just do that? Like, I'm not a scared person of 5G or Wi-Fi or anything like that. I'm just not. I won't apologize for it. But it's good to unplug when you're not using it. Why not? Some, like a lot of people I respect say to do that. And I don't see the fear or feel the fear, but it, if you're not using it, what's that, love? Oh, hi. Garlic, some salt water. Yeah. Gratitude is big, guys. Gratitude. It's how you view the world. Apple cider vinegar is great, especially in the morning on an empty stomach. Stop watching the news. Stop watching pornography. Stop drinking alcohol. If you're going to drink alcohol, make it yourself. Rotten meat is actually medicine. Sounds like voodoo shit. I don't know. I'm just reading. I've never looked into a single thing about rotten meat. All I know is I've had raw meat in Spain a lot, and it was delicious. They just salt the meat, and they hang it up, and they never cook it, and it's some of the best meat I've ever had. Don't put potatoes in your anus. There you go. Get toxins out of your home and food. Right. Zinc, colloidal silver, fulvic acid, turmeric, garlic, ginger, apple cider vinegar. Yeah, try to make your body alkaline with drinking lemon water, some soda, not soda, like the soda, raw cheese. Yeah, everything raw. You want natural probiotics, raw goat milk, all this stuff. Gratitude, fast, prayer, you know, ask God what he wants from you. You know, that whole JFK thing is so fucking backwards. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Ask not what God can do for you, but from what you can do for God, and then you will see a dramatic increase in the quality of your life. Fact. But you can't do it to get shit. You can't fake it. Like, you have to genuinely know that your children are God's children and you are the protector, that you are a soldier for God. Like, genuinely ask in prayer, what can I do to better serve you? It's the opposite of the goblin. The goblin says, if God doesn't hear, he is deaf. No. Yeah, no fluoride, no dumpster pumping. Salting the meat is curing it, like salami, but way better. Right. No DMT, guys in the details, ask him what to eat and use. Right. It's your mentality. It's not what can God, what your country can do for you, but what you can, no, fuck that. What can my country do for me with my tax money? Methy McKennedy-Steen, what are you going to do for me for all the money you took from me? Now, God, what can I do for you, God, my creator? The country did not create you. The country is a tax region. That's it. Don't overthrow it. There's no problem with it, but it's just like, what do I get for these taxes? Be grateful for your blessings, right? So the whole, like, how do I not be paranoid of contamination? Your fear of COVID-19 is all a scapegoat, all of it. I'm watching it happen around me. People are like, the first death in South Carolina. It's like, since this has happened, the amount of people that have died from obesity, heart disease, cancer, suicide, addiction, it's like a pebble in an infinite beach, like literally. And I'm watching people be like, you scrubbing your hands does nothing. It's a scapegoat. It's a whipping boy. It's nothing. You want to get healthy, man? I focus on this shit all the time. We might change our light bulbs. Like, I'm not a hypochondriac, but I'm looking at, we grow our own food, guys. I don't trust grocery stores. Breathe deeper, fill your lungs. There you go. Breathe with your belly. Don't be vain. Don't criticize and analyze your body overly. You know, it's like, don't watch porn. The lust, keep the jizz in your balls until you want to procreate. It's power. It heals you, the jizz. Medical error deaths are third highest in the country. Right. The hospital will kill you. The fear is crazy. I cannot believe how many dupes I'm surrounded by. But here's the thing. Don't get angry at the fearful. I face that too, Annie T. Anger, any of the sins will make your body more acidic. And it'll cause disease. If you are scared of COVID-19, that will cause disease. If you are mad at people scared of COVID-19, that will cause disease. My hurdle is not being angry at people being scared. It's all paths lead to the same place, guys. Suicide's way up and so sad. No despair. Love God. Right. I fight suicide every day. Not me committing suicide. I fight to keep people from killing themselves every day with comedy, music, truth, community. This is how I fight back. It's not sexy. It's not like with a gun or anything. It's just like this is my thing. And I know it helps. I know it's helped a lot of people. The way I fight back against actual threats is fear is the mind virus. Right, but so is anger, so is lust, so is wrath, so is vanity. Bike thief, 6 o'clock.
Oh, Onyx.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. That's a good one. Women freak out on meth because their pH is lower than men's bodies. Women's face turned to gremlins and steal bikes like blacks. Yeah. Women react completely differently to different drugs. BB, please find that hilarious vid about building a house with jizz strength. Did I make it? I can't find it. I mean, come on. Detoxing your body is more important than viruses. Viruses are created by your body.
How dare you?
They don't jump. That doesn't even make sense. They don't procreate. They don't have a genetic code. Like, they're protein strands made inside your body because of disease, which is caused by acidic. Your flesh suit, your avatar, is full of acid and fear and toxins. I can't even talk to people about this stuff sometimes because they freak out so much. The good news is I've been in quarantine for years. I don't have to deal with people like this. All right. Before I go, let's just listen to Stan one more time. It's been requested. Here we go. This is a Flat Earth anthem from back in the early 90s. Dance with Gratitude. Chicken. Everybody dance! I can't believe the goblins made the whites feel stupid for dancing in a way that makes you happy. Yes, BB is spreading fun and smiles. Yes. It's like, God forbid someone dances in a way that lifts their spirit. No, no, you gotta dance with your dick. Like, no. No. And if anyone makes you feel bad for not being afraid, they're not really your friend. Just a little FYI. Just looking like down the road, you're going to realize they're not rooting for your success. All right, I'm going to go. If you guys want to support the stream, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything. This is just so awesome. The fact this dude made me this mug. Look at that.
How dare you?
What else? Unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Support what you like, guys. You know, at this point, this is a valuable ass stream. DLive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and boil guy. And dance like white people. Blacks, that goes for you too. It's about time you stop going, oh, crunk, my dick, oh. Dance happy. Dance like up here. The higher up your body, the better. It raises your spirits. Don't put it in your anus. You've been tricked. You know, Two Live Crew, Wu-Tang Clan, like all that stuff is to trick you. into like going, oh, oh, my dick, oh, my anus. No, raise it up. Like dance up here. You know? And it's like, and people go, oh, you look stiff. No, I'm not air fucking. That's not stiff. Raise your spirits. And when someone tries to make you feel bad about not being afraid, just be cool. Don't get mad at them, but just know that they're not the most valuable people in your life. Because it's absurd at this point if someone's like, you gotta take it seriously. Dude, Hollywood is making that actress, whatever, Lily from the show Lost, she had to apologize for saying that her kid was still gonna go to soccer practice. That's why you know this is bullshit. They're doing the same shit as they did with trans kids. They're like, apologize for not being afraid. And she did apologize. She was like, I'm deeply sorry. Social distancing is very important. Don't get me wrong. I love social distancing. I don't want to be around these fucking people. But it's like, it's absurd. And you'll see when it, but they'll just come in with another fear. They just keep rolling them in. Fortunately, though, this one is, it appears to be good for the good guys. All right, everybody. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93-5, unauthorized.tv. Wow, love you guys. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boy guy. And just don't be mad at the stupid people. All right, much love.